Hello dancers! Today we're going to be exploring how we can translate someone else's movement style into our own bodies. To do this, first you'll need to think of your favourite animal. Once you have one in mind, go onto YouTube and search for a video of your animal. If you're struggling to think of an animal or a video that you like, I've made a list of some animals and videos of them moving that you can watch, that you can find in the same place you found this recording. You don't need to watch the whole video, especially if it's really long. Just enough that that makes you feel like you have enough information that you need. My favourite animal is a squirrel, so that's the video that I'm going to be watching. Whilst you're watching your video, try to think of some words to describe how your animal moves. For example, I've noticed that my squirrel is really jumpy, almost as if they're really nervous. They also move really fast, but only for short bursts of time, and then they look really still. I've also noticed that their tail moves in a different way to the rest of their body. It moves very softly and slowly, and it never seems to fully stop moving. You might also find that your animal leads with a certain part of their body. The squirrel that I was looking at led their movements with their nose. They were sniffing everything before changing their location. Now, using the words you've come up with, see if you can translate this into your body. You can do this as an improvisation, or you can choreograph a short routine for yourself. You can use as many or as few words as you like to support you. You don't have to use them all, and you can always do another improvisation or routine using different words. Or you can try again with a completely different animal. Happy creating!